Hi everyone, hope you're all doing really well and you're happy and healthy. So, do you remember that I did a podcast on 7 habits of success? And one of the things there was that, you know, you write down in big letters the thing that you want to achieve, that you want to be successful, your big dream that you want to make come true. And then comes the other side of the story. I do want to be successful, but this is how currently things are, or this is what has happened to me, or these are the circumstances that I am trapped in. So what I'm trying to say is there is absolutely no doubt that each one of you is aiming for success. Each one of you wants that big dream to come true. But it is also true that you often relate success to a lot of external factors. You think that it would be possible when everything is just appropriate, when it's just right, when it is just perfect for you, without realizing that life is dynamic. There will be ups and downs. There will be things that suddenly pop up, things that were unexpected will happen. Things that are not so favorable will also come in your journey. So, you know, this is when I want you to understand that who is going to make you meet your success? It has to be you. You are the one who has to make it happen, right? If you are going to put in consistent efforts, your efforts will make dreams come real. So dream. Everybody is going to have a dream, but not everyone puts consistent efforts towards it. Please understand, dreams only come true when you work towards them. And the work has to be a consistent effort day in and day out, no matter what is happening around you. So you isolate yourself and you dedicate yourself to this one thing, which means a world to you. So your efforts can definitely make dreams come real. Your hard work can make you lucky. I have often heard students say that he or she secured a top rank and, you know, they were just lucky on the exam day. They got a few questions which they had just read and, you know, they came up in the exam. But let me remind you, they weren't really, you know, favored by God or favored by the examiners or favored by the day. It was simply that these people knew what exactly to do before the exam. And they knew what has a very high probability of being asked in the exam. And, you know, an active recall of these things close to the exam made them lucky. So which means I'm trying to say that each one of you can actually get lucky. When you work day in and day out, which is what we've been talking about, you will have a fair idea on what to prioritize on, right? On what things are very, very probable to be asked, what is likely to have a very high hit rate. And that's what is smart study, which is what you need close to an exam. So when you also do the same amount of hard work, you will get lucky. Your determination can make others give up, right? Often we think that, oh, you know, we are so involved into the process that we don't even know what we are, you know, passively asking for. And you may go into extents like, you know, something happens and you know, his exam shouldn't go well, or, you know, something bad could happen and, you know, these people may not do as well, right? So you are relating your success to someone else's failure. Whereas I would put it as, why not be so determined in the task that you have in your hand that the others get tired? So no matter how hard you are hit, you have to stay there. You have to get up every time you are hit get back into the fight and be even more intensive, right? So, you know, let others feel the heat. Let them get exhausted is the idea, while you just keep going. Your passion can also make you famous. So all of you want to be a big cardiologist, right? A famous neurologist, a famous neurosurgeon, and, you know, maybe a transplant specialist. And you have those, you know, you have those idols that you want to be like. And one of the prime reasons for it is the, you know, you get famous. You people know you. They relate to you. They want to be, you know, around you. They want to, you get a lot of importance. And yes, we would all love that kind of importance. And how are we going to get famous is going to be dependent upon how passionate are you about your dream. If it's just a thought in your mind and you're not really passionate about it, believe me, even if you do enter or reach there, you would not make it big in that field. So even if you, you know, get a brunt of your choice, if you are not deeply involved in the process, you would not be the best in the business and you wouldn't be famous either. So it's not just about dreaming. It's not just about achieving. It's about doing it with all the passion and with all your heart into it, right? To be in that niche where you excel, where, you know, you are known for your skills, right? So you have to realize that when there are challenges and difficulties, it's only you who can make it happen. So the power is with you. You have to work hard, be dedicated, be passionate, be intensive enough that whenever you are hit hard, you get back to the fight. And these little things that you add to your journey will definitely make you reach where you want to. You yourself will make it happen. Best wishes, lots of love from Dr. Deepthi.